Hi, this is Joe Levine with an introduction for teachers to Chapter 3, The Biosphere. I'll start out with a confession. It can be tough to teach ecology as a science. Why? Because it's important not to confuse ecology, which is a science, with environmentalism, which is a cross between a worldview and a political philosophy. So we need to keep our ecology lessons grounded in solid, peer-reviewed science. Yet, sometimes I feel that standard, stodgy scientific language just can't convey either the grand spectacle of global ecology or the importance of local ecology. Even after decades of studying this stuff, parts of the field leave me awestruck. It can be hard to convey that sense of awe to students in an appropriate scientific way. And it's often also tough to explain why what we do know about ecology is important, even though there's so much we have yet to learn. Take the biosphere, for example. Our glossary defines the biosphere as, quote, the part of the earth in which life exists, including land, water, and air or atmosphere, end quote. Now, we have to write that way in the appendix because our definitions need to match national and state science standards. And frankly, those standards are rarely inspiring. I would have liked to say something bigger and more inspirational. Edward O. Wilson once described the biosphere as a stupendously complex layer of living creatures whose activities are linked together in global cycles of energy and organic matter. Wilson points out that the biosphere contains every living organism from bacteria underground to trees in tropical rainforests, to whales in polar seas, to mold spores drifting through the air, and of course, humans all over the place. Together, these living things form, again in Wilson's words, a membrane of organisms so thin it can't be seen edgewise from a space shuttle, yet so internally complex that most species composing it remain undiscovered. Now there's something to study and wonder about. Now, as part of our job in teaching this material, we need to debunk simplistic notions and myths about ecology that many of our students have grown up with. Lots of kids' movies, for example, talk about food chains as though that's how nature actually works. In Lion King, a hyena even jokes about being tired of dangling at the bottom of the food chain. That's scientifically dead wrong, but that's beside the point. Other movies, such as Pocahontas and even some nature documentaries, speak in almost mystical tones about the circle of life or the balance of nature. Problem is, neither of those terms has any scientific meaning. So we need to focus on scientific concepts in this chapter. Here are a few things on my hot list. First, simple linear food chains rarely describe what goes on in nature. Complex food webs are the rule. Recycling isn't just something people do with empty Gatorade bottles. Essential nutrients like nitrogen and carbon can neither be created nor destroyed, and so are constantly recycled throughout the biosphere. Energy, on the other hand, can't be recycled. So energy flows in countless streams and through every level of organization, from individual plants and animals all the way up to the biosphere. A thorough understanding of the carbon cycle is particularly important. Why? Because it crops up again in the next chapter when we talk about the greenhouse effect, and again at the end of the unit when we talk about global warming. And there's a vitally important big idea in this chapter. Ecology is all about interactions and interdependence of all organisms, including humans. All humans, from hunter-gatherers to Americans, depend on the biosphere for necessities that we usually take for granted. Clean air, stable climate, clean water, fertile soil, cycling of nutrients, elimination of wastes. That's quite a list. As you cover this chapter, emphasize that these necessities are produced by the cycles and processes described here. That should help students understand that the biosphere isn't just an abstract concept described in their text, and it isn't some mystical notion created by a bunch of New Age tree huggers. It's a very real and concrete life support system that sustains all life on Earth, including ours.